This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, y'all. Seven Rounds in Heaven is back. We're brought to you by Sports Drink. The NFL Combine is here, which means outlandish takes all over the timeline. It is I, Rob Paul, a.k.a. the former New York Jets scout, dinging every QB who isn't throwing at the Combine. And joining me, as always, is AJ, JJ McCarthy, QB1, Marchese.
Best quarterback in Indy. It's kind of hard to deny that.
CJ Stroud threw last year, won Rookie of the Year. Is that a correlation? I'm not sure.
It is.
Today, we're going position by position through the NFL Scouting Combine to break down what we're expecting. Let's hit it.
Seven rounds in heaven with my baby. Driving out to KC, maybe. Looking for Stroud or a Bryce Young. Who's gonna wear a Hawaiian shirt today?
Who's gonna put ketchup on a stick?
Who's gonna find a steal in the fifth? The home team. Let's go seven rounds. Let's go seven rounds together. Let's go seven rounds forever. And that's a song.
Today's episode of Seven Rounds in Heaven is brought to you by all the NFL Combine snubs. Because this year, the NFL looked at it. They said, we can only have 321 prospects in Indy. And they snubbed a bunch of guys. And I'm upset about it.
You know what makes less sense with the snubs is when, like, half the guys who show up don't participate anymore.
I, like, really can't comprehend, like, Quantez Stig- I know I'm biased, but Quantez Stiggers, the Argos corner, who was the best corner at the East-West Shrine Bowl, who's got this incredible I can't comprehend him getting snubbed. And I can't comprehend taking Gabriel Murphy and not Grayson Murphy. Take them both. What the hell? Especially Grayson Murphy was better than Gabriel at the Shrine Bowl.
Also, just, like, for television purposes, it's weird to me that, like, the NFL Network crew didn't, like, step in and be like, okay, get the Murphy twins. You know, that's going to be a good talking point. And Stiggers is a great – you know what I mean? It just seems more – like, they're trying to make it – I know they've kind of pushed back a little bit, but they're trying to make it such a television event still, and you're, like, excluding the great storylines. I don't
know. But it's because it's all voted on by the NFL teams. And
yeah.
They're trying to stash guys. That's why I'm convinced that's why Christian Boyd, the Northern Iowa guy, is defensive lineman's not there.
Had a big shrine week, right?
I think, like, maybe the most, just in terms of player, like, Blake Watson not being there was really shocking.
I think that's number one for, like, yeah, just pure.
I think especially considering
the running back class.
Like. Yeah, that's what I mean. I'll rattle off a couple more. So, yeah, Stiggers, Blake Watson, Grayson Murphy, Christian Boyd, Joshua Cephas, Evan Anderson, Jarius Monroe, Juwan Briggs, Drake Stoops, Omar Brown, Trey Taylor, the Air Force safety, kind of shocked me. He won the Thorpe. He had a decent Shrine Bowl. I'd say he was the second best safety after Omar Brown, who also didn't get invited. But also the Air Force. I thought they just invited him because the Air Force ties.
Yeah, yeah.
David White, Zach Hines, Anthony Belton, Deshaun Fenwick, both Jackson and Jaden Yonke, Doug Nestor, Carter Bradley, Sundy Adda, Anderson, and Jackson Mitchell.
And Carson Steele.
Oh, did Carson Steele not get invited?
No.
I miss that.
John Reese Plumlee? How about that one? That's a big one.
Boy, he'll be at the XFL Combine. Anyway. This year they changed it slightly. This year we got D-line and linebackers day one, which is what it was last year. Day two is where it gets weird. Defensive backs and tight ends, which it was, what was it, defensive backs and special teams last year, I believe?
Yeah, something like that.
And then day three we got quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs. Normally running backs aren't there and it's tight ends. And then day four we got O-line and special teams, and normally the running backs are with the O-line.
It seems like a weird switch.
I feel like they were just trying to cram the Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't know. And the Sunday's going to – like, offensive line's got the most players. But, like, special teams has, like, six guys. It's going to fly through on Sunday.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know if I feel like they'll be changing it again next year. That's my prediction.
I don't think there's the combine is such a specific thing. Like, I think the people who are going to watch it are going to watch it no matter what. And the people mm-hmm. who aren't going to watch it, like, I don't know what you're going to be able to do to get them to watch it. It's like the NBA All-Star game. It's broken.
I think that's why they stack the Saturdays for, like, all the fantasy people.
I guess that makes sense. Put them all, the guys I want to see all on one day. But
yeah.
Anyway, whatever. I'm not happy about it. It makes me sick. Let's get into it.
End of the show. Oh, I thought you were ending the show there.
Yeah, I'm protesting. Playing under protest this year. You know who's protesting? Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels. They're not participating as we dive into our quarterbacks here. Jordan Travis also not participating. But not shocked to see Caleb Williams not participate. I think that makes sense. Same deal for Drake May. I kind of thought Jaden Daniels would. Not to say, like, I think he's solidified as QB3, but I don't know if he's solidified as the third pick.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, go on.
Like last year, CJ Stroud had, by pretty much everyone's opinion, like, the best throwing session in combine history. And obviously, I think he was going to go number two no matter what, but, like, I don't know. Like, there's something to it.
And I think I kind of feel similar to – I think Drake May should have thrown. Feels like his stocks. I put him
– I think it's all bullshit. I think that's kind of like the CJ Stroud
– Yeah?
Yeah, where it's like there's pushback, but, like, he still ends up going two.
I don't know. Probably.
I think Drake May's just, like, head and shoulders above Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Drake May's closer to Caleb Williams than Jaden Daniels is to Drake May.
Yeah, but that's – I can also say how you feel about Jaden Daniels.
I also think it's smart Jaden Daniels not running the 40-yard dash, though, because –
you can only hurt him.
I think some people think he runs a 4.4 flat.
Yeah.
I think he runs, like, a 4.5.
Let him believe the 4.4 flat. Like, I think
exactly. Well, okay, let's talk about the guys who are playing. What quarterback's got the most to gain, and tell me how it wouldn't possibly be J.J. McCarthy.
It's clearly J.J. McCarthy. Yeah. He's supposed to be quarterback 4. He's throwing – I haven't heard about him testing, but it sounds like he's going to, and
he should,
and I think he's probably going to test the best of the guys participating. And also, you know, that's a guy that should do really well in the interview process, right?
Yeah, like if he comes out and runs a 4.65, mm-hmm. would be great, and looks good throwing in throwing sessions, and I think he. He at least will in comparison to a lot of these other quarterbacks.
Yes, yeah.
Like, I mean, and all we've ever heard, especially from Dean Brugler, is like once he gets in the interview room, it's mm-hmm. it's going to kind of game over. He's going top 12. So I think it's definitely he's got the most to gain. I think he's pretty clearly quarterback 4. I don't know.
I think so too, yeah.
Yeah, like, because for me right now, Bo Nix is quarterback 5. And I'm not even a huge JJ guy. I just think Bo Nix and Michael Penix are.
I don't, the best. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and Penix for me's got the most to lose because obviously the medicals, yeah. But beyond that is I don't think he's going to test all that well, and if he comes out and kind of looks flat and a little sporadic with his accuracy like he did the Senior Bowl, just yeah, kind of exactly. further. Since like, does he end up like there was first round buzz for Hendon Hooker. Hendon Hooker ended up being what the 68th pick, like.
Yeah,
I don't know. Michael Penix, I think, is closer to that than a first-round pick.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think I've said months ago that he kind of feels like Hendon Hooker to me. And
yeah.
I don't even – I mean, 68 might be a good range or area for Michael Penix at this point. Yeah, I agree with you. I think he's definitely got the most to lose. And like you said, didn't stand out at all in the Senior Bowl. I think it was a little higher on his week than a lot were, and I still think it was a very strong week. Definitely needs to go out and look good in the throwing session. I don't think he's going to test any, you know, with anything really impressive. And then, like you said, the medicals as well. That's one of the big checks in this quarterback group.
I think it's kind of hard to pick a quarterback who gets on the radar from this group.
Yeah.
Mainly because, obviously, like, J.J. Boat, Penix, they're all on the radar. The other top three quarterbacks aren't. I would have gone Jordan Travis, but he's obviously hurt. Mm-hmm. So I went with Devin Leary. I thought he had a couple throws at the East-West Shrine Bowl where I was like, man, he can kind of rip it. He's like a decent athlete. I think his arm could stand out there. So I just went with Devin Leary.
It's a good one. I mean, I went with the obvious Joe Milton, baby. He's built for it. It's going to be fun to see what he can run at that size. You know, he's going to look great in shorts, 6'5", 235-ish, has the cannon arm. But he also needs to show that he can be show any accuracy at all in the drills. And look, he's got a chance. If he can kind of look decent, that size and athleticism and that arm is always going to enamor scouts.
I mean, yeah, right. Like, on tape, he's an undrafted player. You're not wrong. Like, if he comes out and he just doesn't have to complete any passes, just rips bomb. He shouldn't even try. Just throw it as far as he can.
He's going to put one out the window of the Lucas Oil Stadium, yeah.
And if he tests well, I mean, I think there are several teams who would be selling themselves on taking him in the seventh round, maybe to play tight end, but, like, that's a good pick. Especially with the way this quarterback class kind of drops off.
Yeah.
I think Bo Nix needs a big week.
Agreed.
I think, like, Bo Nix, there's been more love for him than Michael Penix.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people, I think, were sold on him going to have a big Senior Bowl week and come out of that, potentially as a quarterback four. That didn't happen. I think he's going to be great in the interviews. I think he's a good athlete. Like, he is... in a great, I don't think he'll go in the first round. I think we're only getting four quarterbacks in the first round. But he is in great position to leave this as the top day two quarterback.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think he should do well in interviews. And I think, like, let's jump into the next category. I kind of thought the interviews was going to be the big thing for a lot of these guys. And, I mean, that's easy to say, but you know what I mean? Kind of what separates them at the top. But no, I agree. I think Bo Nix definitely needs it, but I think he'll just look consistent, you know, and he definitely didn't have the Senior Bowl week that we expected. The third day was kind of solid, but yeah.
Obviously, I think more than anything, Michael Penix's medicals are the most important, but looking beyond that, Spencer Rattler interviews. Because that's a good Spencer one. Rattler has the arm. He had, I think, the best Senior Bowl week of the quarterbacks. He had a really underrated year. I think he is in the same tier-ish as, like, the Nix, the Penix, the Michael Pratt. And so if he comes out and looks good, and, like, he's not going to test amazing, whatever, show off the arm and kill it in the interviews, because I know there's like, questions around that.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously what happened at Oklahoma, and I feel like he's rebranded himself so well at South Carolina, and he's doing everything right. So just kill the interviews, and he could be. I mean, he could be the. Would you be shocked if he's the sixth quarterback off the board? Would you be shocked if he's the fifth quarterback?
You know what? Okay, six. I think he's gonna be firmly my sixth guy.
I think he's my sixth quarterback.
He's the only other guy that I would consider top 100. He's kind of borderline there. I wouldn't be shocked if he goes over Michael Penix at this point. Like, would you? Sometimes these quarterbacks fall really funny. You know, they start.
That's what I'm saying. He's my sixth quarterback. I have him over Michael Penix.
Yeah. Please go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just saying, the interviews I think are going to be extremely important. Obviously, some like the weigh-ins though. You know, seeing what Daniels weighs in at is going to be interesting. How Caleb Williams just sizes up in general. And J.J. McCarthy, see if he's added any weight since...
I think Jaden Daniels and J.J. McCarthy kind of similar builds, like 6'3", 6'4", really lean.
Yeah. Like, you're hoping 210 from both.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hoping.
Like, I think neither of them were playing above 205 this year.
I don't think either. They might have been both under 200.
If Jaden Daniels not participating, he can come in and be 212.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Right? Like, JJ, if JJ can come in, be over 210 and look good and everything, like, that's awesome. That's why he's going to be my overall winner pick. Like,
me too.
He's primed for that. And we've heard for a couple weeks now there's no way he gets out of the top 12, right?
Yeah. So, a lot of teams in that range. Yep, definitely.
Let's get into the running backs. We're without RB1, Jonathan Brooks of Texas, who's dealing with torn ACL recovery, and Marshall's Rasheen Ali, who got hurt at the Senior Bowl. Interesting group.
Yeah.
I think as we get closer to the draft, like, okay, there's no running back I'm, like, banging the table for in the top 50, but I like this running back group. I think there's a lot of, like, really solid 65 to 120 guys.
I think I might be the most excited going to the combine for this running back group over every other group, because I think it's gonna be the most meaningful for the whole combine. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To see really how these guys shape out. And yeah, I think there's a lot of interesting backs. There's a lot of guys I like, but there's no one I'm pounding the table for. And I mean, as much as it's a sucker thing to say, a big week for many of these guys could be enough. You know.
Yeah, so I went with my most, again, I put three names down. I went with Florida State's Trey Benson, Wisconsin's Braylon Allen, USC's Marshawn Lloyd. I think Benson is going to run really well at 220+. I think Braylon Allen's going to run well for how big he is, which somewhere between 235 and 240.
Yeah.
And Marshawn Lloyd, I think, might he'll be one of, like, the kind of top three winners at the running back position.
I feel similar. So I put Benson and Allen as my needs a big week, but I think they hit it. Like you said, Allen's going to look great on the weigh-ins. He's supposed to run really fast. And I think Benson's – I don't know if I want to say lost in the shuffle, but, you know, it feels like he's slipped under the radar slightly, and it's I think this is going to be a good week to kind of enlighten him again. I also put Lloyd here for most to gain. I feel the same way. I think he's just going to do everything pretty well, look good. I've been a fan. Yeah,
he's not like a super blazer, but he gets to his top speed really fast. Yeah. He's really laterally explosive.
Yeah,
like, I think he's gonna do well in the short shuttle, in the three cone. So I like, man, it's a fun group because it's so much up in the air, and I think the combine will have a big role to play in kind of how people stack this class.
I'll give you one more for most again, if that's okay with you. I know you just had something else to add, but how about Bucky Irving?
He's under my most to lose.
It depends how you want to look at it, you know? I feel like his stock isn't where it was, but you're right, though. You know, if he doesn't have a good week, it definitely hurts a lot, but I think he will.
Go ahead. He's one of the few guys who's probably going to be sub 200.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of running backs sub 200 who find big success, like top 100 pick running backs. And if he comes in at like 195, which I don't even know if he was that big this year, and doesn't test among the top, I think it could really hurt him.
Yeah, it could. See, for me, these questions are already kind of there. So if he proves them, it can help tremendously.
People really like him, though. So
I wasn't sure where people
like there was a lot of. There's a lot of love for Bucky Irving.
I haven't seen as much recently.
Daniel Jeremiah is huge.
Okay. So maybe I'm going to move him to the most to lose with you, too.
Among the most to lose, I also have Blake Corum and Audric Estime.
I thought Estime is kind of the headliner here. I'm a fan. He seems like a riser. I've seen him, you know, running back two for some. And I like him, but, like, I don't know how he'll test.
I know. And like, is he... Is he A.J. Dillon? Is he something more? I think you could say similarly about Braylon Allen. Like, they're the two kind of, I think, what you call, like, the short yardage power backs. But I think both have better feet for bigger guys than you expect. I think there's a couple times on tape where Estime really shows some long speed. So
he does. That's what I think is interesting. I've seen some people really question his speed, but then I think you see glimpses of it. So, like,
I think there's the NC State game. He's ripping off runs.
So that's what makes me, like, it feels like a, I don't want to say boom or bust, but just in terms of, like, how much of a range it could be between a bad week and a great week for Estime, I think he might have one of the biggest for, like, a top-end player.
And then Corum, I don't think is going to test all that well.
Yeah.
And just older injury. Blake Corum scares me a bit.
See, I don't think this is going to be a week where he shines. Obviously, in the injury stuff, I think that's one of the big checkups for this group. On tape, I don't know. You see the lateral agility and the vision and all of that. That, like, I think that he's going to be a better, you know, running back than he is a tester always. I'll give you another name. I'm not sure if he's going to be ready to go, but it sounds like it. How about Will Shipley here?
I put him for needs a big week because he is, like, feels like he's falling off the face of the earth in terms of just, like, running back talk.
Yeah, unfortunately, had an injury at the end of the season. Didn't look great, but as far as I know, he will be in India testing. But yeah, that's a guy that, you know, we've heard a lot about the speed and stuff, and I've never really seen the top end speed.
Yeah, I think he's going to be like a 4.6 guy.
That would be, I think, very detrimental to him. So yeah, it needs a big week, definitely.
Guys, I got two gets on the radar, two of the best running backs from a Shrine Bowl. Louisville's Isaac Garendo, who's like a track guy. I think he's going to explode. He's going to be an early day three darling.
Yeah.
And I think the buzz is coming now, too, for Purdue's Tyrone Tracy Jr., mm-hmm. who's former Iowa wide receiver, played running back when he transferred to Purdue. Both these guys scream like the Shanahan tree is going to love them.
Yeah, I big time on Garendo. Hey, I was pumping that up during the season. Don't forget that. I was put Dylan Lobby. I just love him. I don't think he's gonna blow anything away, but I think he's gonna look good. Like, I think the numbers are gonna be better than anticipated, and I think he's gonna kill in the drills, especially the pass catching ones. So I think he's just gonna be. I know he's already on the radar, but you know what I mean. Just keep helping himself.
I also put Frank Gore Jr. for needs a big week along with Will Shipley.
That's a good one.
He I thought, Shrine Bowl-wise, I thought he looked like kind of the best pure runner.
Mm-hmm.
Had like a great touchdown in the game.
Yeah.
But I think, like, I'm really interested to see how he tests, because I don't think he's like a blazer or anything.
Me neither. I'm really excited for this group, though. I think it's going to be it's going to mean the most out of any, I think, for pure combine results.
Most important medical, just making sure Jonathan Brooks and he's okay.
Yep. Yeah, which definitely.
Sounds like he's fine. Great. And my overall winner is one of my favorite running backs in this class. I'm going with Tennessee's Jalen Wright.
I think it's clearly Jalen Wright. I think that's going to be the one that comes out of this week looking like a champ. And, he's got a chance to, top multiple. He's got a chance to win every single category here.
And it's funny because I feel like the hype hasn't, fully come on for him yet.
I've been waiting.
Running back three right now.
Yeah.
And he's a 21. He had a great year in the SEC. He's super explosive. Like, I think after the combine, you're going to see him in, everybody's top five.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think you're going to start seeing him in a lot of top 50s, too, potentially.
And I'll say, oh, that's my son. That's my son. All right. Sure. Wide receiver. Freaking loaded.
Yeah,
it's insane. No Marvin Harrison Jr., who's I saw the great Kenny Powers meme where he says I play sports. I don't play exercise. That's what Marvin Harrison Jr. has been up to.
There you go.
Malik Nabers also not participating. That's fine. I think that's my one and two on my big board this year. There's a bunch of guys who got a lot to gain, a lot to lose. Lots of guys who get on the radar. It never ends. I think most to gain, though, overall, I think it might be Roman Wilson. If I had to pick just one guy.
I agree with you. I totally agree. I think Roman Wilson's going to go out there, absolutely fly in the 40, look great in the drills. He's already rising from the Senior Bowl. I think he's going to kill it.
Like, his short shuttle and three cone that Michigan reported are, can't even be true. They're so good. So, we'll see. But, yeah, I think, if he obviously had an incredible Senior Bowl. So, if he comes out and does what we expect him to do,
you'll start seeing him in the first round.
40 pick. I think he'll start 32 to the Chiefs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Along with that, I put A.D. Mitchell, just kind of solidifying himself as that first round back into first round.
Good one. I thought interesting to see how big he comes in at.
Okay, yeah.
About 6'4", 208, 9-ish. Those height things are always a little overblown. So we've seen that with a couple guys already in this class. which is funny, because I thought for a lot of the top guys, they've already measured up, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of a boring measurement thing for the receivers. But, yeah, seeing how big he comes in, it's going to be really interesting. But, yeah, I don't disagree with you.
I also put Brian Thomas here. I think he's pretty much consensus receiver four. But is that being a top 12 pick with an incredible combine? I think he's going to test really well.
I gave Brian Thomas the overall winner for me.
Yeah, okay, that's a good pick. I went somewhere else, but that's a good pick. Most to lose.
Well, can I throw one out there for most of the game?
Oh, yeah, please.
It's not too much wiggle room, but how about just for Roma Dunze going out there and doing everything?
I put him for overall winner.
Yeah.
I think because, he's going to come in, he's going to be 6'3", 216.
Yeah, about that, yeah.
he's gonna apparently run sub 4.4. I don't if he runs sub 4.45, I'm happy.
Yes, absolutely.
Which I think seems like that'll be a lock just based on what we heard. Yeah. But I think he's gonna come out and just look like head and shoulders above every other receiver just in the drills.
Yeah. And I think like he's a winner from Nate. Like, I'm not criticizing Marvin Harrison or Malik Nabers for not doing it, but him going out there and doing it, it's just going to make him look all that much better. And just, you know, it could be the difference between being the 10th pick to the, I don't know, 7th pick, you know what I mean? Which is a couple bucks, you know? I think it's a good pick.
Most to lose, there's a lot of guys. I wonder if... I put three speedsters down who I think have questions, both in terms of size for two of them, ball skills for all of them, and speed's kind of their biggest thing. That's Oregon's Troy Franklin, yeah. Texas's Xavier Worthy, North Carolina's Devontae Walker.
Yeah, that's a good one. I put Walker and Worthy for needs a big week for similar reasons, definitely. Franklin, this feels like his, I mean, and Worthy especially, they both feel like they're boom or bust week, you know what I mean? That determining whether they're a first round pick or they're not, like, really, I think it all comes down to how they run and how they look on Saturday. And like, I put Tez for needs a big week, but like, definitely also needs to run well, but like, I gotta see him catch the fucking football. Like, I think no one else there that usually I don't worry too much about hands, you know, it's like a couple drops here and there, whatever, we got on tape. But after the Senior Bowl, it's like, I need to see him hold on to the football.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. There's like this grouping of receivers after like the top five-ish, top six maybe, that like they can get stacked in any order, and like a big combine can make a big difference. And
yeah.
So we'll see.
I'll give you two that you probably haven't needs a big week here that I put for most to lose. Keon Coleman.
Yeah, I have him for most to lose actually as well.
Okay, there you go. You know, the agility and the 40 time, what do they look like? I'm not entirely sure. He's already clearly been slipping a bit, you know, as people dig in. Needs a big week, has a lot to lose there. And I think, you know, maybe needs a big week more than most to lose, but Xavier Legette, you know, didn't shine at all at the Senior Bowl. Namus was in the first round conversation. I don't think it's there anymore. Needs to kind of reignite this in any fashion that he can. He needs a good 40 time, honestly.
Yeah, no, I put him for needs a big week. Yeah. Gets on the radar, I think, because of how deep this receivers class is like, kind of levels to this. So
yeah,
I put Ricky Pearsall here, and I think just in terms of gets on the radar, like, I think he could push himself into second round conversation. Mm-hmm. Kind of same deal with Washington's Jalen McMillan. I think Malik Washington, yeah, third round, Taj Washington, Javon Baker, like early day three guys who can really get on the radar.
Should good ones. I'll go, I agree with all those. I'll give you one maybe in that tier as well, Jaquan Jackson, the Tulane receiver, who I think is gonna go in and run really well. You know, I had a good Senior Bowl, but it felt like the buzz didn't go off too much. So like in that kind of fourth round tier, and then maybe a little later, a guy that, you know, was just keep catching my eye at Utah and came out in Devon Vele, big, good looking athlete. Don't hear his name too much. Let's see what he can do here in Indy.
Needs a big week beyond Xavier Legette. I think Brendan Rice does. Like,
he does. Yeah.
Like, there's some buzz about his explosiveness. So
I don't see it. He
needs
one.
I think Jermaine Burton needs one because he's just kind of fallen off the map. And Jacob Cowing from Arizona, because he's so small. A burning 40 time could really help him.
It's a good one. I totally agree with you. We've hit a couple of mine, but how about Luke McCaffrey? Just kind of see, just see what he does. You know, the stock, I don't know, the hype is the hype with his name and whatnot. Didn't have a bad Senior Bowl, but see what he can do in the testing here. It's gonna be interesting.
For most important measurement, medical interview. All these tiny receivers. Like, I want to see how big they really are.
It's gonna be interesting. The weights are gonna be really interesting. I think I don't know. You might see some funny numbers in the weights. We'll see. I mean, we know we'll see a couple, but yeah.
And then my overall winner is Roma Dunze.
Brian Thomas. I think that's a strong top two if you're putting money on it.
Yeah. Tight end's a little...
Yeah, it's a... I don't know.
A little. We can fly through this. Most again, I think it's Penn State's Theo Johnson and TCU's Jared Wiley. Both.
I put. Yeah, that's a good pick. I put Jared Wiley most again. I gave Theo Johnson overall winner.
Yeah, that's a good pick too. Like Theo Johnson, especially coming off that Senior Bowl week, where like he wasn't like amazing, but he's the best tight end there.
Yeah,
and just the potential of him with that size, that athleticism, also underrated blocker. And Jared Wiley, kind of similar thought process, more so of a, as a, as I think early day three version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but does Brock Bowers not have the most to lose in this tight end class?
Correct. Yeah, he does.
Like, how big is he? There's rumors he might not even be 6'2". What? He might be 6'1", 230? So, I don't know. I'm just so interested to see what he comes in at. I want to see how fast he is. It's really, like, there's nothing he can do to, like, stop himself from being a top 20 pick. But, like, if he comes in, looks good size-wise, incredible athleticism, I think it goes a long way to taking a tight end in the top 10.
Yeah, if he's 6'1", though, I don't know if the Chargers are pulling the trigger on that, you know? With Odunze on the board still, like, maybe even Neighbors on the board, you never know, right? Like, I don't know. Yeah, I think he's really the only, like, a lot of these Titans are just so up in the air. I don't think too many of them have a lot to lose, but it's on the table for Brock Bowers as much as it is, yeah.
Gets on the radar. I'm going with Canada's own Arizona tight end, Tanner McLaughlin. Big fan of his. I think he's super underrated. Really good ball skills, good mover, kind of
former wide
receiver. Yeah, Southern Utah transfer. Was supposed to be at the Senior Bowl, had to pull out due to injury. I think he gets on the radar this week.
I think that's definitely the clear cut great pick there. Can I throw a shot in the dark here?
Yeah, please.
Jack Westover. I like him. Washington tight ends always test well somehow. Let's throw it out there, baby.
Well, and Devin Culp?
Culp will probably test well too. Like, I think that's actually a legit choice here. Yeah. It's just, I love Stover. So.
Needs a big week. Got to be Cade Stover.
I think,
gotta
honestly.
Be Ben Sinnott.
Yes, those are the clear top two. And I threw Spanford in here too.
I threw Jaheim Bell in here too.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah. But yeah, I think Sinnott and Stover are clearly. I think Stover will come out and look solid. I'm not too worried, honestly. I don't know how fast he's going to look, but how fast he's going to run, but I'm not too concerned with it. Are you?
No, I think he'll run like a 4.78.
Yeah, I was going to think 4.75 to 4.79 range. I agree with you. Ben Sinnott definitely also needs a big week here. I'm a big Sinnott fan still, but if the testing doesn't look good, that's moving into, I don't know. Where's the stock now? I think he's definitely out of the top 100, it looks like. So maybe poor week looks more like a fifth round pick to me. Not to me. I like him, but yeah.
Most important measurement medical interview. Iowa's Eric Gall. 2 season ending injuries in a row. Yeah. I think he's a really good tight end prospect who's just going to kind of get lost if the medicals aren't
there. Yeah, it sucks. Very talented guy. You know, he's put some really good, you know, Michigan 2 years ago, really good tape out there. But yeah, no, that's for sure. Theo Johnson for me.
I'm going with Jatavion Sanders.
It's a good pick. That's a good pick. I think, like,
he's the most talented tight end outside of Brock Bowers.
For sure. Mile. Absolutely.
Okay, offensive tackles. So many. Most again, I think Washington's Troy Fontenot. If the online comes in over 35, which is expected to, any test will, like, give this man a shot at tackle. The tape is great at tackle. And I went with Yale's Kieran Emigaji, I think.
I haven't practiced
yet. Who's a big, explosive mover.
It's a good one. I'm going to go with a couple of the big dogs here. So, I think Olufoshanu, who's kind of, I don't want to say he's sliding or anything like that, but I think he's going to go out and just dominate. I really think he's going to kill every single drill here, and he's going to have a monster week. And not reignite his stock by any means, but just kind of reassert himself at the top here. I also put Tyler Guyton, who, I mean, could be one of the overall winners here. I think fantastic mover, great athlete, couple first-round guys, but yeah.
Most to lose.
I kind of went with like those kind of like next range tackles that aren't that athletic. I went with Jordan Morgan and Patrick Paul, who
I put them for both them and Blake Fisher of Notre Dame for needs a big week.
Yeah, that's, yeah. So yeah, they kind of overlap here. Yeah, just Paul. Don't know how well he's going to test. Kind of needs to test well, too. Didn't have a strong Senior Bowl. Morgan, a little bit better of a week, but I don't...
Morgan's
I
don't, arms could come in under...
It's true.
So...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think Patrick Paul being so long, like, you got to sell yourself on the length and athleticism, the potential, because he's very raw, and if he doesn't test well, it's going to hurt. Jordan Morgan's kind of fighting to be a tackle.
Yes.
For my most to lose, I went with all the big athletic guys who are not guaranteed to be first-round picks. Or, not guaranteed to be top 15 picks.
Yeah.
I think J.C. Latham's a really interesting one because he's so big. Is he going to test well? Like, he's athletic on tape, but...
That's a good one.
Amarius Mims, because you're really just... The potential is what you're buying with him. And I like the tape, even though it's very little tape. He's huge. He's athletic. Let's see it. Tyler Guyton, who... had a bit of an up and down Senior Bowl just in the context of being like if you looked at it as a fringe first round guy, you're like, he had a great week. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking at it as a top 15 guy, you're like, could have done a little more.
That's fair.
And he's a traits guy. Let's see it. And same with Kingsley Suamate of BYU.
That's fair. I Amarius Mims was my headliner for needs a big week. Not that I doubt. I think he'll look
fantastic. I think he'll kill it.
I think he'll kill it, but he needs it. You know, his stock is tied to it, right? All these other guys have put a lot more out there on tape. And not saying I don't like Amarius Mims' tape. It's just a lot of these other guys have played a lot more football than he has. But no, that's all very fair. I agree with you.
Gets on the radar with the Maryland tackles.
Yeah, I put Glaze as my headliner here.
And Gottlieb, their other tackle, was one of the best tackles at the Shrine Bowl.
That's a good one. Yeah, I think Glaze was one of the best tackles at the Senior Bowl. You know, he had a really good week. And, yeah, it looks like he should test well, too.
I went with two other Shrine Bowl guys, too. Garrett Greenfield of South Dakota State and Walter Rouse of Oklahoma.
Yeah, I put Rouse here, too. I've been a fan. You know, I think he's a really good player, and he still feels really under the radar. No, I think that's a good pick as well.
Needs a big week. I already hit mine.
Me, too. Mims, I think, is a headline here.
Most important measurables, medicals, interviews, who you got?
Yeah, I think Troy Fautanum's arm length is going to be a big, you know, a big talking point this week. I'm with you. I firmly believe he should get a chance playing outside first. He looks the part. I think people are going to start coming around, and I think maybe by April, the arms check out, and by April, I think it's not a question.
I went with Pitt's Matt Goncalves, who was kind of a top senior tackle over the summer and got hurt this year at Pitt. Would have been at the Shrine Bowl. I think just like he's an interesting day three prospect who kind of just fell off the map after the injury. So
that's a good one.
And then overall winner, I just put Fashanu and Alt and Fuaga, who I think is going to test really well too.
Yeah, I think Fuaga is a good pick. I put Kingsley. I think this is Kingsley's week. But you're right, he needs it. That's another guy. If he doesn't have it, if he doesn't test the way he's supposed to, he's not going in the top 32.
Yeah, I think Mims and Kingsley come out of the week like, oh, there's no way they don't go in the first round.
Yeah.
For Mims, don't go top 20 for Kingsley first round.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Interior O-line, we got Zach Zinner's injured. The other Zach Frazier, we don't think is going to participate either. Yeah. Still good, like a sneaky good IOL group after it looking kind of shaky earlier in the year. Most again, I struggled to pick one guy. I wrote down a bunch. I put Dominic Pooney, Mason McCormick, Sateo Lamia of Utah, Christian Haynes, Cooper Beebe.
You hit a lot of mine too. Yeah, I think headline, I'm going to go with Cooper Beebe. Because I don't think his stock is not tied to his athleticism at all, and I think he's going to surprise. I think you watch him, and I don't think that's a slug out there. I think he's going to look damn good, and just look at the makeup of that man. That man was built to play offensive line. Like I think he's going to kill it, and I totally agree on Christian Haynes as well. It's another guy. He moves pretty damn good for a man his size. I think they're just both going to look come in, be big boys, move better than they're supposed to at that size, and help themselves.
BB's interesting too because his arms apparently could be under 30.
Yes. Yeah, the arm length will be a check.
McCormick and Pooney are two of my favorite IOLs. I think both are going top 100, and I think McCormick could impress with his athleticism a little bit sneaky.
I put them for two of my gets on the radar. I know they're on, but like, you know, big weeks, like you said, get really high up there. Would you say top 60? No, would you 75?
Just now I said top 100.
Top 100. You should be saying top 75. I'm just talking.
I'd take them. I'd take Puni.
I know you. Top 10. But no, I think they.
Belichick would have too.
But no, I think they're both going to have great weeks. Yeah, I think that's a good face.
Most to lose. I'm with three potential day two guards. Brandon Coleman at TCU, I'm projecting him as a guard now, who's apparently going to test really well after having a bit of a struggling Senior Bowl. But if he doesn't test well, that'll be big. Christian Mahogany, who I think like he had a good Shrine Bowl, but he wasn't like the best guy there, I don't think. And I thought it was overblown a little bit. And I'm not sure he's going to test all that well.
No, I put him for needs a big week. I agree with you. And, you know, he still has medical injury history to check out, too.
True. And I went with Canada's own Isaiah Adams.
You know, I put Adams and Pearl kind of gets on the radar. I think they're going to help themselves both. I think they'll test well. I think they'll both look pretty damn good. But no, that's a good one. I kind of struggle to find like a true most to lose. I think this group is going to look good as a whole. But how about Graham Barden? If he just doesn't look great, I don't know if it really hurts him. But
I put him for most important measurables because I'm not sure how big he is. And I'm not sure how big he is either. Inside, but he doesn't like have a lot of weight to him either.
No, he doesn't. And now like that's maybe that projects him finally as center, which I know a lot of people are. But you know that's a long way in. You know, I think Barden has a big week in front of him. And you know, he's a fringe first round guy. We've seen him for a lot of first round mocks, but it's a week that he needs to solidify him as such, right? So it's pretty big.
Gets on the radar with three of my favorite IOLs from the Shrine Bowl: Penn State's Hunter Norzad, NC State Dylan McMahon, and Liberty's Xavier Gatlin.
I think Gatlin's a good pick, big boy, and I don't know, he moves pretty solid too. I hit all my radar. Pearl and Adams and McCormick and Pooney. Yeah, we hit them all.
Needs a big week. Layden Robinson.
That's a really good pick. He's okay at the Senior Bowl, you know?
Yeah. I don't think he's going to test well, though.
No, I don't think so either. That's a good one. Mahogany's kind of my headliner here. I don't think he really needs it, but how about Cedric Van Pran? I think he's going to go in and look good. Yeah, I've been a Cedric Van Pran fan, but, you know, his stock... I don't know. He's kind of fallen behind a lot of other centers in this group, so just kind of reassert himself here.
Who's your most important measurable medical injury?
I put BB's arms to check in here. I thought Zach Sander health check can kind of mean a lot too. That's kind of it. How about you? We talked Barden. We talked Barden already
too. Overall winner, I gotta go Jackson Powers Johnson. He's gonna be the biggest. He's gonna be like 6'3". What was he at the Senior Bowl? 6'3", 322 or something.
Yeah, something like that.
And I think he's going to test pretty well.
Yeah.
Going to kill the interviews.
Yeah, I agree with you. He moves, man.
Interior defensive line, I yawn because it's a boring group, especially with Johnny Newton not participating.
Yeah.
Most to gain, Chris Jenkins, yes. Braden Fisk, Michael Agreed. Hall.
Yeah, no, that's a good trio. I hit Jenkins and Fisky to the top two. I think Jenkins is going to make a lot of money this week. I think the underrated kind of aspect came is because he was in that rotation at Michigan, the greatest IDL rotation of all time, some are saying. And I think Jenkins is, you know, we heard all the stuff about him being a massive freak in the testing department. So gonna go kill it. And with Fisk, you know, great Senior Bowl week, good mover. I think that's another guy that's just gonna look damn good.
I think for most to lose, I similarly go. Like a guy who was supposed to be maybe the top IDL in the class and just it never worked out at LSU, Mason Smith.
Yeah, yeah. I put him and Leonard Taylor as my headliners for needs a big week.
Yeah, that's a good one too. I've got Leonard Taylor for needs a big week. I think McKinley Jackson's got a lot to lose too. And
that's my other one too, yeah.
Sneakily, Clemson's Ruka Rorahor.
Yeah.
Kind of just, he was supposed to be at the Senior Bowl, didn't get to see him there and he's one of the top IDLs for sure, but what's his range?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think, Taylor, Jackson, Smith are my headlines for needs a big week. And kind of just talked about that. Most of the, not that he really has it, but if Tavondre Sweat goes out and just doesn't look the part, it could hurt. But
well,
I don't.
Well, he didn't weigh in at the Senior Bowl.
He didn't weigh in at the Senior Bowl, so that's definitely like that's a big one. It was, I think that's the most fun measurement of the week. So if he, like, I like Tavondre Sweat, I believe, but you know, if he starts, you know, the condition doesn't look great when you get deep into the drills. It's a long fucking day. It's a stressful, you know. It's a long process. It takes a lot out of guys. If that, you know, if he starts huffing and puffing a little bit too much, you know, there will be questions. They're always unfairly against the big men. Put on the pads and he'll dominate. Who the fuck cares? But, you know, it's on the table for him. So if he goes out and checks all the boxes, that's huge for him.
Gets on the radar. I think Justin Boygby's going to have a good week. Oh, that's a good solid one. Senior Bowl kind of guy. Yeah. Still not getting the buzz I think he deserves. Yeah. And Fabian Lovett, who had a great Shrine Bowl.
It's a good one. I'm going to steal a Boygby. I kind of forgot to run it down. Similarly, I put Gabe Hall. I know he's kind of on the radar, but I think he's going to test really well and help us off big time, too.
Along with the needs a big week, as we've named already, I think Auburn's Marcus Harris.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think he will. I think he should test really well, though.
He's got a big, explosive first step. And along with Sweat for most important measurement, just in terms of finding out what he really weighs, I also put Brandon Dorlus. Is he sub 285? Like, how big is he?
Yeah.
So
I put him in the edge group for needs a big week. I don't even know where to put him. That's
well, I had him for most important measurement for the edges, and then I was like, well, he's playing inside at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Overall winner, it's going to be Byron Murphy. Freak show coming. Probably solidifies himself as top 15 pick.
Correct. Well, top 16. He'll be a Seahawks, so it's all good, yeah.
Especially without Johnny Newton there, too, who I think would have also tested amazing. But, yeah. Like, Byron Murphy can really emphasize how good he is now.
Yeah, he's got a lot. He's got no competition there. Yeah, definitely.
Edge. Lots of explosive guys. Raw, I think, in terms of talent, but lots of explosive guys. Most to gain. I think overall it's got to be Kansas as to Austin Booker.
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, went out and had the flashy Senior Bowl week that we had hoped for. Long, super athletic, see what these numbers look like. He could be I know he's already a riser, but he could be the biggest riser coming out of Indy.
Along with him, I put Penn State's Adisa Isaac.
I put him for gets on the radar. I know it's kind of low, but I think he's going to kill it.
Yeah, he's a really good player, and he's athletic, and the Penn State guys always test really well.
Yes,
I also put Marshawn Nealand.
Me too.
Who apparently could test really well.
Yeah, I liked Nealand. I like the way he looked at the Senior Bowl too. Well put together, man. You know, he's not small by any stretch of the imagination, and yeah, I think he's got the juice. I think he's going to go out and test really well.
Most to lose.
Go ahead, please.
No, I was
going
to say Braylon Trice, because I don't think he's going to test well, which I know we kind of know that, but I also don't. Like, how long is he?
I think that's a better question is the length.
Yeah. Like, if his arms are sub 33 inches and he doesn't test well?
Yeah.
I also put Jared Verse.
Me too. Yeah.
Because, I mean, him and Latu, honestly, like, Dallas Turner, Latu, and him are all kind of still vying for position.
Mm hmm.
And if he doesn't like, he's an explosive guy, but if he doesn't test quite to that level, and then Alabama's Chris Braswell, because this whole game's just kind of built on being a super freak.
Yeah, I put Braswell on my top of my list for needs a big week because it definitely feels like if he doesn't, that the hype is kind of going to fizzle because he didn't shine at the Senior Bowl like we kind of hoped. No, I think most of those kind of ties with the top end guys. I agree with you, Jared Verse. I put Chop Robinson. I know he's got. He's supposed to kill it, but if he doesn't, that kind of all fizzles away with him too. You know what I mean? So lots of expectations there, and when you have the expectations, you gotta live up to them. Or if you don't, that hurts him a lot. Another guy where they stock. You know, if he has a big week, I think you start seeing him in the back end of every single mock. You know.
And I think he'll be an overall winner.
Yeah, I think he's got a good chance to be the overall winner. I kind of put just Latu as my overall winner, honestly, because I think
really.
I don't think he's going to test all that well, but I think he's going to just look the best in the drills. And I think that's where the money's going to be made this week.
I don't know. Like, we already know he's sub 33-inch arms. I don't think he's going to test super great. I love Latu, but I don't think he's going to test super great. And the injury thing.
I think it's...
Especially when, like, Chop's a freak show, Dallas Turner's a freak show, I think Darius Robinson's my other overall winner.
That's a good one. I think, like, it's just... I don't know. I don't think any of these guys are going to come out of the week looking amazing. I think that's my take.
I kind of think Dallas Turner will.
Yeah, that's fair. He needs it. I mean, all he does he need it? I don't know.
I think so.
I think Booker will. Like, that's my best bet.
Booker feels like the safest bet.
Yeah.
Needs a big week. Gets on the radar. I put Troy's Javon Solomon because I think he'll test really well. And Clemson's Xavier Thomas, who's a former 5-star, had a really good triangle.
You know, it's funny because my needs a big week have been Braswell, Dorlitz, like I mentioned earlier, and Mother One Solomon. And I think he will test well, but he kind of needs it too, you know? Like, it just. That's a guy that's kind of tied to the athleticism. It's a funny group. I don't really know how this is going to stack. I think it's a big week for them. But yeah, I think my takeaway is that none of these guys are going to shine. Chubb Robinson might. I think that's the best chance. Turner might too. But yeah, I'm gonna take the safe bet and say Latu just looks the best because he looks the best in drills.
Needs a big week. I got Oki Anoma from Charlotte. Another guy who...
Yeah, it's a good one.
Athleticism. And Miles Cole.
Yes, yeah. I also play him too. That's a good one.
And beyond Latu for most important measurement medical interview, ZTF for medicals.
Yeah.
And Jonah Ellis, who I'm a big fan of, but how big is he?
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. Ellis is a guy that could be a really interesting week this week, too. Or day, whatever you want to call him.
He kind of reminds me of Herbig last year, where it's like, man, he's a really good pure pass rusher. He's just not that big.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Jump to linebackers?
You want to yawn again?
No, I'm a Trevin Wallace truther. Most of the gain, Wallace.
Me too. Alone in most of the gain, honestly, too.
He's going to be like 240 and maybe run the fastest time.
Mm-hmm.
He had a pretty good Senior Bowl.
He's fine. Yeah, I think
he didn't have a bad Senior Bowl, which is what you need in this linebacker class.
Yeah, I thought he showed a little bit in coverage, too.
Yeah, you know? He did.
Yeah.
I also think maybe a bit sneakier one. UTEP's Tyrese Knight, I think, has a lot to gain if he tests well. Like, underrated tape.
It's a good one, yeah.
Most to lose, Jeremiah Trotter Jr.
Yeah, I think Fabian Wilson kind of the two here.
No. Fabian Wilson going
to
blow
the but if he doesn't, and the injuries, like, there's a lot for him to... Yeah. But Trotter testing, he's kind of...
Trotter measurements too. Like, he's not big. Like, he could be Nakobe Dean sized. I also think Cedric Gray feels like one of the safer bets, but let's like just check the box with that.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good one. I think all three of them can kind of overlap with needs a big week too. I guess on the radar, I feel like I just put Tyron Hopper, the Mizzou linebacker.
Oh.
Yeah, who I like a lot, ended up not being at the Senior Bowl, and I think that would have helped him a lot. I think the buzz would have started. I think he's a good ball player. Looks like a solid athlete, too. I think he'll go into check boxes.
I went with Steel Chambers, who had a good Triangle week, former running back. He's supposed to be a downhill guy. Could help himself. And his teammate needs a big week, and that's Tommy Aiken.
Yeah, that's a good one. It feels like he's kind of lost in the shuffle a bit here.
And same
that
with
was
Jalen
my
Ford.
Highlight here. Yeah, Jalen Ford definitely. Yeah. Should test well, but if he doesn't, that's trouble.
And then Peyton Wilson's the most important.
Yeah, it's clearly Peyton Wilson.
And then my overall winner is Edrin Cooper slash Peyton.
It's a good one. I went with Edrin Cooper slash Junior Colson.
Slash Trevin Wallace.
I think Cooper's a great pick. I think he'll look really good, well rounded too. I think Colson will as well. I think those are kind of good. I think they'll end up being LB1 and LB2.
I think whether or not Junior Colson, I don't think he'll end up my LB1, but I think he'll end up my, if I just need a linebacker to come in and play linebacker for 10 years, like, this is probably my safe bet to do it. Cornerback, where we don't have Cooper DeJean, but we haven't heard anyone else jumping out. Lots of good cornerbacks. Most to gain, I put a couple Senior Bowl guys. Notre Dame's Cam Hart. Yeah. Oregon's Kyree Jackson, Kentucky's Andrew Phillips.
Yeah, I mentioned all three as well. I think I love Cam Hart. I'm a big Cam Hart fan. You know, long guy, looked great at the Senior Bowl, supposed to test really well. He could be one of the biggest risers, I think, came out of the week. Kyree Jackson, similar. Solid-ish Senior Bowl, not as good as Cam Hart, but long, super long, supposed to run really well. I think he'll make a lot of money. And I put Andrew Phillips for more gets on the radar. I know it's maybe a little A little stingy, but I think another guy had a fantastic Senior Bowl. I think he's going to look great.
I also threw TJ Tampa.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah, I put TJ Tampa here as well. Seems like the rise has started for Tampa, but it's been a little quiet. Big corner. I've heard some really positive numbers on testing, too. Kind of could also be in the most to lose category, but, you know, definitely.
Most to lose, I got Kalen King.
What's left to lose, Rob?
Kamari Lassiter.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Kool-Aid McKinstry.
That was my highlight here. Yeah. I think Kool-Aid's going to look okay, and I think he's going to look really good in the drills.
I think he'll look great in the drills, but... And I think he'll end up running like a 4.51.
I think that checks out for him. Yeah, but you know it's such a speed merchant position, right? You need the big numbers, especially at the combine. But he definitely there's a lot riding on his performance.
Gets on the radar. Florida State's Renardo Green, who I think is maybe the most underrated corner in this class.
There's like the buzz is quiet, but it's there. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Fresno State's Carlton Johnson, who's going to run. He was the fastest GPS time.
At the I thought he had a really strong Senior Bowl, too. No, I think that's a good one. I put Johnson and Phillips, kind of two of the solid Senior Bowl guys.
I put Tarheeb Still as well, who's good at the Shrine Bowl. And Jarvis Brownlee,
who
I think helped get himself on the radar at the Senior Bowl, but now come out and test well, solidify yourself. Needs a big week. Three corners who were supposed to be at the Senior Bowl and weren't. Missouri's Enos Rakestraw, Wake Forest's Kalen Carson, TCU's Josh Newton.
Those are good picks. Yeah. Rakestraw, you know, it seems like he's getting all the first round love now. And yeah, I think he's gonna. I put a different big name here, but I think that's a good pick. And Newton, it feels like he kind of. Needs to kind of bring it back, you know.
Who's your other?
Put Nate Wiggins here. I think he's going to look really good, but he has to do it, you know. It's just kind of.
I wonder what he weighs.
A good question. I don't know. I'm a big Nate Wiggins fan, but he's got to go out and put the numbers up.
I got him tied with Tyrion Arnold and Quinyon Mitchell.
It's funny because I got Mitchell and Arnold tied, but no Wiggins. But that's a good pick. Yeah.
Most important measurement medical interview. Mikey Sanders still seeing how big he is.
It's a good question, but I think Sanders is going to ball. I think he's going to look damn good. I think he's going to help himself a lot. But that's a good one. I think just a lot of the longer corners, seeing where they come in at. The Wiggins' size is a good one.
In terms of overall winner, I think Nate Wiggins is. Of those three that I mentioned, I think Nate Wiggins is just going to look so fluid. I think Quinyon Mitchell's going to be just running insane 40. And I think Tyrion Arnold's going to be the guy who's like, man, he is so technically sound. Like, he looks so good.
And I think he's going to look explosive too, test well.
And I feel like corner drills
are the best. Yeah.
Stand out a little more than some
they
of
do.
The other ones.
They do. I wanted to put Mitchell alone here to kind of give him the bump, but I'm like, I think Arnold's going to look too damn good, too. I think they're both going to be elite. I think Wiggins is going to do great, too. It's just he needs it more than I think these two do. I think Mitchell's going to blaze it. I think he's going to look great in the drills as well. And Arnold, I think he's just like, I expect him to be amongst the best of the jumps and the agility stuff. And I'm sure he's going to run really well, too. And like you said, look fantastic in the drills.
Going finally to the safeties.
Yeah, weird group.
most again. I put Wake Forest's Malik Mustafa, Georgia's Tyke Smith, Texas Tech's Dadrian Taylor Demerson.
I saw you hyping. I haven't watched Taylor Demerson at all, but
he stood at the Shrine Bowl like for as much as a safety can, because he was like being they had him play a little corner too. He's being super physical and press, but then you could see him in like team drills like organizing the defense. I don't know. He seems really smart. He's going to be like the day three safety who becomes.
Could have done better organizing the Texas Tech defense. that's a good one. I put Jaden Hicks here, Wazoo's very own, who's well put together, good size, and I think he's going to run well. I think Hicks could be one of the bigger winners out of this week.
Yeah, he's my overall winner.
That's a good pick. That's a very good pick. I think he would have been a runner up. I try not to repeat too much. I also put Zioni Vaki, who just. I think he's going to have a lot of buzz around his name. And
I think he
needs does. He definitely does. But I think he's just gonna help himself here.
Just in terms of Tyke Smith, mm-hmm. great Senior Bowl build on it now. Malik Mustafa, who I think is just a bullet. Mm-hmm. I really want to see how he runs. Most to lose. I kind of put those safeties who are all kind of been big names this year. I don't know how any like so USC's Kalen Bullock, Miami's Cameron Hitchens, Utah's Cole Bishop, Maryland's Bo Braid. Especially for Bullock and Kitchens, seeing how they're
doing. I put Kitchens as my headliner here as most to lose, and I put Bullock as my headliner needs a big week. Kitchens, it's kind of how fast is he, right? Like, I think that's the question. I think Dane Brugler outlined that. I don't know. I feel like he's going to have just an underwhelming week, honestly. And I think Bullock, you know, Bullock is going to measure in well. I think we know that, but... Yeah, I don't know how well he's going to test. I think the safety group is going to be pretty underwhelming as a whole, honestly, but yeah.
Gets on the radar. Washington's Dominique Hampton, big, athletic, was at the Shrine. Texas Tech's Tyler Owens, who apparently like is
a track. Yes. I'll give you one more. He's kind of a tweener corner safety, but I like Jalen Simpson, the Auburn DB. I put him in this group. I think he's undersized, so he might not be a safety, but...
Yeah, I put him for most important.
That's a good pick. He's around 180, I think. So, see where he comes in there. But I think he's going to run really fast. I think he's going to help himself here.
Needs a big week. I said Vaki. Miami's James Williams, whether it's at linebacker or safety. And Georgia's Javon
Willard. Yeah, that's another good one. I think Williams had a really, really poor Senior Bowl. I think he really needs this week. That's a big one. And Bullard's a good pick as well, yeah. Measurements?
Did you say
I thought Bullock was my headliner here.
So I had Simpson for measurements. Josh Proctor for
yeah, that's medical. A good one too. Yeah. Who else? Yeah, anyone else? I don't know.
No, there wasn't too many. And then my overall winner, Jaden Hicks and Tyler.
That's a good pick. I put Newman by himself here. What do you think the numbers are going to look like for Newbin?
Like 40?
Yeah, and that checks. Yeah, I agree with you. I'm there too. I just think he's going to look the best.
I think he'll look really smooth. Yeah. I think he'll look really smooth in the drills, and Hicks is going to be like a bit of maybe not like a super freak show, but like a 215 pounds.
Like Hicks comes out with like the best RAS, like kind of week.
Yeah.
Like not a 10, but a really, really good number. Yeah, I think I feel similar to you. Newbin just solid numbers, I think. Nothing that worries you and just looks the best in the drills.
All right, we did it. Well, the BYU punter is my pick for the best punter.
It's a good pick. I don't remember. We should focus more on specialists. I ignore it, Rob. So I'm gonna pull up the specialist list and pick my best specialist. It's gotta be it's Mevis. Mevis is weighing in. That's the big number of the week, baby.